broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. Florida, among the latest states to announce stay-at-home orders for its residents as the number of coronavirus cases rises.
At this point, I think even though there's a lot of places in Florida that have very low infection rates, it makes sense to make this move now.
Governor Ron DeSantis says the 30-day order takes effect Friday. More than 4,500 people in the U.S. have now died from coronavirus. More than two dozen University of Austin at Texas students returning from spring break in Mexico have contracted COVID-19. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says they, along with others entering the state from virus hotspots, will have to self-isolate.
We'll be subject to a mandatory self-quarantine for 14 days or for the duration of their stay in Texas, whichever is shorter.
Health officials also tracking who might have come in contact with those students. America is listening to Fox News.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. If the song is I Gotta Get My Car Serviced and Not Wash Your Hands, I've got the link to Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto on my Facebook page. And for everybody that's been on the front lines and dealing with this, dealing with a hostile public at grocery store, all that, half off a complete service on your car, the basics. Just ask about the works at any of their three locations, and they'll do everything they can to accommodate you. And I think many of you will find that, wow, this will be one of the positive things that comes out of this whole mess, because I found a place I can trust with my car and get a great job done. Rusty Aldrich, I can't even begin to guess why you're on the phone.
Well, I was just coming down the interstate here, or coming up the interstate, whichever way you want to look at it. And you know those big signs that the big electric signs they have across the interstate?
Yeah.
They've got one that says, "Don't hog the left lane like toilet paper."
Oh, so they're trying to be snarky in the middle of all this?
I guess so. Just kind of, you know, throw a little humor into your commute, I guess. I don't know.
That's what you did.
Sounded just like that.
Keep a sense of humor.
And that was in one of those official signs hanging over the interstate, 85, right?
The all-dot signs.
Yeah, I'm on 65. It's one of those great big ones up above the 65. Interstate.
Yeah, the ones you always see after you're already stuck in a traffic jam.
Right.
We appreciate you, man. We'll see you in a little bit. Thanks for the call. It is 5:07. Brad should be joining us in a moment.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. COVID-19 cases in Alabama have now hit 1,000. Of those cases, ADPH says there are 24 reported deaths related to the coronavirus. So far, only 17 deaths have been confirmed by state health officials. Plus, it's the first of the month, and rent is due for millions of Americans for the first time since the coronavirus outbreak. Most states and local governments have stopped evictions to give time for unemployment benefits and federal stimulus checks to arrive. Nearly 3.3 million people in the U.S. filed unemployment claims for the week of March 16th as the shutdown from the virus started. And Governor Kay Ivey is urging Alabama small business owners to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic by taking steps to ensure their businesses will withstand the troubling economy. We're told final guidelines for how the federal government will distribute financial relief to Alabama small businesses will be released very soon. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After all the warm days lately, we're into a much cooler trend. In fact, tonight will be chilly. Clear skies, colder. Overnight low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, a little warmer. We'll be in the mid-70s during the afternoon. More sunshine. Friday will be near 80, a sun and cloud mix. Low 80s on Saturday and Sunday. We're dry Saturday. Slight chance of showers on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is April 1st. It's nothing. Nope. There are no wacky holidays today. None whatsoever. It's just April 1st, nothing more. Oh, well, have a great April 1st. April Fools! I got you good. April 1st is actually International Fun at Work Day.
That's a bit of a challenge if you do what our next guest does. Mr. Right on the Money, Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Fun at Work Day? That must have been a challenge.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you. Yeah, you know, well, not just this day. Oh, man, these last several weeks have been a barrel of fun.
Yeah.
No question about it. But I will tell you, we actually feel really good. I mean, our positioning, honestly, has been so conservative that, I mean, you know, we're I think in our most aggressive portfolio model, we've had 50%, as high as 60% in cash when we went into this. So we feel pretty good about that now. And we've been spending all of our time trying to figure out the right entry point and the right sort of investment from a strategic standpoint, the right investment philosophy or the proper course of action in terms of allocation or where we want to be. And that's been our greatest challenge. And I will tell you, you know, we talked about this yesterday, man, and, you know, now you've got both parties talking infrastructure.
Yeah.
This is something that I have been harping on for about 2 years. I think it's going to happen. It won't be easy because, obviously, the Democrats want to have a lot of other stuff put in there. But they are obviously really big on infrastructure, and so is the president. So that could be something to definitely keep an eye out for.
Yeah, we're all interested in timelines, and you see a day like today, the Dow is down almost 1,000 points. What's going to make the market feel better again? What do they need to see on Wall Street to restore some confidence?
Well, certainly, you know, trust me when I tell you, we have had so many investment meetings in our firm, I've lost count, and we keep coming back to the same answer to the question you're asking, and that is, it's really you cannot assess the fundamental picture, and you really can't assess valuation until we see that this curve begin to peak and start to get better. And until that happens, I think we're just going to be stuck in this trading range like we have been. And I really think if the president is right, and Cuomo is right, and all the doctors are right, and the predictions come true, like they're talking, we're going to go down and retest those lows that we hit a little over a week ago, and we may very well go through them. So that's why we're keeping a lot of powder dry. We're not wanting to jump too soon on this. It's going to be impossible, literally impossible, to call the bottom. It's going to be really hard to do that, but you can sure try to get close. And that's why I don't think about it in terms of markets. I think about it in terms of actual companies. So when we do our research, we're looking at sectors. There are 11 sectors that comprise the U.S. stock market. And we've been spending unbelievable amounts of time, 12-hour days, literally, pouring through the makeup, the construction of each one of those 11 different sectors, and looking at the companies that are inside them. There are even subsectors of those sectors that we're looking at where you can get laser focused on certain sector themes of what's going to perform best coming out of this. So to answer your question, we're going to need to see an improvement in these cases, these reported cases, and certainly the death count. That's a big-time headline. It resonates with Americans all over the country. And, you know, there's no doubt that the longer the country stays shut down, it's going to get harder and harder every day that goes by to come out of this.
Yeah, I agree.
So people talk about, they talk about a V-shaped recovery. You know, if it were over right now, we could V-shape out of this.
Yeah.
If it's April 30th and we've lost, say, almost 8% of the small businesses in the country, which is absolutely going to happen.
Yeah.
Then, you know, it gets a little more problematic, and you start to talk about now it's going to be a U-shape. If this goes into May, then certainly, you know, you're going to lose probably 15% of our small businesses.
Oh, God.
And there's no doubt you're going to see a flat line. We'll stabilize, but we won't pull out. We won't start really coming out until probably August, it would be my guess. So that's the key. I mean, the longer this goes on, the harder and harder it is to jumpstart and come out of it.
I really think that pushing the envelope with the way it's set up right now, you're asking human beings who are used to being free people to do this. They got to come up with something. Wear a mask everywhere you go. Watch the social distance. But if we lose the kind of numbers that you're talking with, this continuing to go on, I don't know what's worse. Getting this thing, going through it over a 10-day to 2-week period, or coming back to a country that is in a depression.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you mentioned that D word. I mean, a lot of people are talking about that. I think there's a potential in terms of, like, just the technical definition that we could say this actually turned into a depression. But I don't know. I don't know that we're going to go that far. I think it's going to be a deep recession, and I really believe one thing that, you know, I try to look for the positives, and I'm not being Pollyannish when I say this. I really believe we're fundamentally different economy today than we would have been, say, in the 80s, 70s, 60s.
Right.
The service sector in the United States is far bigger percentage of the U.S. economy than it ever has been. In other words, let's think of it the other way. Manufacturing is only like 10 or 11% of the U.S. economy. If this had happened in the 50s, 60s, 70s, it's a totally different story because people can't go to work. Then you really have a shutdown. But what we're seeing is really quite phenomenal. I mean, e-commerce is allowing consumers to continue to spend and do things and get things that they need or really even maybe want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing the workforce be able to continue to work at a very high level, a very productive level, by staying at home and using these video technologies and networking technologies, cloud-based technologies. And so that is powered by unbelievably incredible American technological companies that have invented this technology,
right,
innovated the technology. So there's a lot of really good news to say about this. And for those reasons, I wonder if we're really going to see that big of a drop. Now, certainly some of your boutique-type retailers and obviously restaurants, those are getting hit very hard. Hotel, travel, and leisure,
yeah,
getting hit very hard.
Very hard.
But, you know, the rest of the economy continues to hum along. You know, even at our firm, I'm able to work from home. I'm able to do everything I need to do wherever I am. And that's something that I couldn't say when I started in this business,
right,
31 years ago. So,
well, yeah. The difference between past recessionary periods and stuff is that we do have the internet. We can work from home. But again, keeping people cooped up, there's got to be a date that people can look forward to. I just saw something new from the governor that I've asked for clarification on, this April 17th thing as it regards state employees. We got to find a way through this to the other side, to a country that can bounce back quickly. And I think that's still a possibility. But
no, it certainly is a possibility. You know, there are some other sort of derivative type add-on effects from this that we sometimes get a little concerned about. But
yeah,
I can tell you today, real quick, and I know for a matter, yeah, of time, but I do want to say, you look at, we've studied the financial sector up and down, and U.S. banks have $4 trillion in cash. Their balance sheets are so strong, it's absolutely ridiculous. These companies are in incredibly great health. They're going to be able to weather this storm. Now, their earnings may be down because they're not doing loans, it's a different scenario than what we saw 10 or 11 years ago, or really 12 years ago now. But I will say I am very optimistic. I think by the time we get in the fourth quarter of this year, a lot of these great companies that are trading at unbelievably low price, I mean, just, I can't even believe it when I look at them.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be significantly higher. I think the power of this country is going to come through, and I think it's galvanizing all of us. Our patriotism is coming through, and I really think that this is going to end up being a real blessing in some ways.
Oh, I agree. For our I think country. There's going to be forever changes from this that'll be positive.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Just hope it happens sooner than later. In the meantime, the folks that are weathering the storm the best right now are those who called Brett McDonald and set up a nest egg for just a situation like this. A month ago, I couldn't have said, hey, this corona thing's going to shut the country down. Call Brett and get a, you know. But we've always talked about it that way because you just don't know. 9/11's a great example. Everything came to a grinding halt. And it was a many weeks process for America to start to feel normal again. And that's kind of what we're going through now. So prepare for the next one, whatever it happens to be. 387-0094. Get something started that can help you become managerial about your money and take care of your future. 387-0094. It's a great group. Brant, we'll talk tomorrow.
Absolutely, buddy.
Thank
you guys take care. Be safe.
You bye-bye. Too.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, Damen und Herren,
yes.
From what was once an inarticulate mass of lifeless tissues, may I now present a cultured, sophisticated man about town.
It's the Seth Spotlow Experience.
Please clap.
Hey, man.
Glad you could make it for the start of the show.
I'm sorry.
He does have a J-O-B.
Yeah, man, I got a job, and I get here.
That's no excuse.
I know. Well,
hey, having a job is no excuse.
You get me all...
I have a job, and I was here at 3.
You get me all of Monday and Friday, and then when I can get here on Wednesday. As soon as I get off, I'm here Wednesday. I know they're whatever, you know, but I'll be here, and I'm here for like 25 minutes.
Shall we scold him, slap him on the wrist?
Shame on you. Shame.
We got to love him.
I like that shirt.
Yeah, this was a shirt that was given me. Did I ever tell you the story about when I first came here? You want to hear it?
Yeah.
You have to wait for after the traffic.
Ooh.
Rosie, you might want to go make something.
I think I'll go get coffee.
Have a good tall one. It's 5:23. It's not that bad, actually. Let's see what's happening on the road.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident at 1100 block of Carter Hill Road. This is going to be near the campus of AUM in front of the Liberty Station. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Also, Northeast Boulevard at Plantation Way, right in front of Storeroom Fasteners. If you are headed towards Wetumpka Highway, it's going to be in your lane, and it's causing a little bit of a backup right now there. Use caution until they get that one cleared. A lot of congestion on the East South Boulevard, Troy Highway, back past Baptist and Alpha. Also congestion on 331 outbound, 231 and 31 to Prattville. Use caution wherever you are. We'll keep you updated in traffic on the way home. Are you tired of that dead-end job? You can change it all right now. Go to trinumstate.edu and enroll now. Trinum State, your new career and a brighter future is just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is open and here for you. Dixie is working with increased safety practices. From our family to yours, let's keep our homes and businesses safe. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's
License number 15033.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
Right now at DQ, you can get the delicious treats and craveable food you love at our drive-thru or for takeout, including the new DQ Chicken and Biscuits Basket, your favorite all-white meat chicken strips with 7 warm, buttery mini biscuits. And if that's not enough to satisfy, you also get fries and gravy. So dip and dunk your heart out. This might be our most dunkable basket yet. All available at the drive-thru or for takeout. So stop by today. DQ. Happy tastes good.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Baseball is played on a diamond in a park. The baseball park.
Football is played on a gridiron in a stadium, sometimes called Soldier Field or War Memorial Stadium. Baseball begins in the spring, the season of new life. Football begins in the fall when everything is dying. In football, you wear a helmet.
In baseball, you wear a cap.
Football is concerned with downs. What down is it?
Baseball is concerned with ups. Who's up? Are you up? I'm not up. He's up.
In football, you receive a penalty.
In baseball, you make an error. Whoops.
Football has hitting, clipping, spearing, blocking, piling on, late hitting, unnecessary roughness, and personal fouls.
Baseball has the sacrifice.
Football is played in any kind of weather. Rain, sleet, snow, hail, mud. Can't read the numbers on the field. Can't read the yard markers. Can't read the players' numbers. The struggle will continue.
In baseball, if it rains, we don't come out to play. I can't come out to play. It's raining out.
In football, the object is for the quarterback, otherwise known as the field general, to be on target with his aerial assault, riddling the defense by hitting his receivers with deadly accuracy, in spite of the blitz, even if he has to use the shotgun. With short bullet passes and long bombs, he marches his troops into enemy territory, balancing this aerial assault with a sustained ground attack which punches holes in the forward wall of the enemy's defensive line. In baseball, the object is to go home and to be safe. I hope I'll be safe at home. Safe at home.
And what's wrong with that? All right, Chad, hang on 1 second. Eric, good afternoon.
Hola.
What you got?
Hey, I don't have beer in my nose anymore. Yesterday, you played that weed whacker bit, and I shot beer all over my nose.
That is funny.
I was not expecting that. I knew it was going to be funny, but I was not expecting that. And I lost some good beer.
Shall I play that?
Absolutely, you should, sir.
It's a message to men, and we'll play it during this, at the end of this next break coming up here in a minute.
Hey, Blake, one more thing.
Sure.
You look good.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
All right, fellas.
I appreciate it. Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, Chad.
I just got back from Home Depot, got some weed whacker lime, so I'll be passing it out, ladies. wow, that was a cheery interview with Brant, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, they got to weigh all the possibilities right now, but just from my own sense of common sense, there's got to be a way.
Let me tell you, Greg.
Whether we're all wearing masks in public or whatever and still social distancing, there has got to be a way to find a timeline. Ooh, Jesus. Wow. What was that? Hang on a second. I got to dump that. I don't know what that noise was, but man, ears are bleeding.
What I was going to tell you is that, what I do for a living is labor and employment law. And I got to tell you, Greg, we're going to see some bad unemployment numbers next week.
Oh, yeah.
For the month. But the worst numbers are going to come in May because a lot of the layoffs that occurred this past week won't be reflected in those numbers we're going to get next week.
Right.
There's a cutoff period for that. And I haven't called in for the last couple of days. To be quite honest with you, I've been drinking from the fire hose trying to advise employers. Mm-hmm. On all these new rules and legislation and layoffs and furloughs and all that kind of stuff. And it's a huge number. If anybody tries to call the State Department of Labor to ask about unemployment insurance, you'll never get through. In fact, they basically tell you we're overwrought, therefore, go online, and then it hangs up on you. And that's what everybody's experiencing, kind of all over the place. Mm-hmm. So, I think we do have a bad scenario. I hope the guys are pulling out of this thing in mid-May, no later than mid-May. That's 6 weeks down the road. If we have to keep people in social distancing through July, it's going to be really tough to pull out. I mean, the depression, I think the highest unemployment rate during the depression is like 20%.
Yeah.
Forbes has a model that's showing we could be 30%. You know, and if we have 30% unemployment, well, aside from unemployment, you know what other problems that brings.
Oh, yeah. No, this is, and the timing of all of this, I'm sorry, man. It just makes me very suspicious.
Yeah, well, I hear you. I mean,
I cannot get the word deliberate out of my head.
Well, you saw today, there were two stories that came out. One is the U.S. intelligence sources, basically said, yep, the Chinese lied about it, lied about the scope of it and everything else. And that's caused all these problems. The other story that came out yesterday was, you know, they showed that ugly back, you know.
Yeah.
They are now pretty convinced that that the lab, you know, accidentally let it out and let some kind of bat like that out, and that's where, you know, we got the Wuhan flu, you know, which everybody wants to call COVID-19 now. They don't want to insult the Chinese. But the fact of the matter is, if we had known this thing was transmissible in December when they knew, we would have had a lot different, you know, book right now. We wouldn't have New York. In fact, we would have shut off Europe much earlier than we did.
Yep.
You know, and but of course, you know.
But I opened the show today with a clip of the president talking about it in the State of the Union, February 4th, while Nancy Pelosi is ripping up the speech.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You saw that.
There's got to be some pushback on this, Chad.
Absolutely. She's a lying, you know what.
Yeah.
You know, she just gets up there and lies and makes a push. She's the problem with America. You know, everybody else is trying to pull. Even Biden today wanted to reach out and talk to the president. You got to hand it. I mean, I know he's doing it because he's trying to become relevant, but I would take the call.
The part of Joe that's still with us sees what's going on with Cuomo. It's not very, it's like the worst kept secret. They're trying to sell Cuomo to the public.
But Cuomo's not going to run. They can't turn it around that fast. I think Cuomo's going to wait until he has a clear.
I'll tell you what, I'll make a prediction. I don't think they play any baseball games in New York this whole year.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I hate to say it, but I think that's.
NFL today said they were going to have a full season and full stadium.
That may be. I don't know if they'll probably get their season started, but they may have to move some of those games.
Well, right. Who's going to go watch Giant Stadium?
Yeah, really.
I will say this.
Northern New Jersey is almost as bad as New York is.
They shut down another county in China today, 600,000 people, because they have a second round of this stuff. You know, they're lying about this stuff. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a wildfire, Greg. I mean, I've been around a lot of wildfires because I've hiked out west a lot. You can put in your trench lines, you can do all that to kind of cut it off, but sometimes, like the fire that hit Yellowstone, it's going to burn until there's no fuel.
Right.
You know, and we are the fuel, and it is the fire. And what we're doing by staying in our houses and doing all this is we're building trench lines, but I've actually seen fire literally leap 50 feet across two streets and catch the other side
on
fire.
I gotcha.
That's where we are. You know?
I agree.
Anyway, everybody hang in there.
Thanks. And keep us in the loop on stuff that's work-related in case you have advice to pass along to folks, okay?
Yeah, I'll be glad to.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. And Larry.
Great.
Larry Stevens?
In person. How are you?
I did not know.
Well, the reason I called, and something has happened with Adam's Drugs today, and I know this is not maybe time for a commercial, but I meant to get in touch with you before you went on the air. Met with Mike Benson today, and of course we have a new radio commercial starting tomorrow. It seems that the insurance companies are really pushing their clients to go with mail order pharmacy and order their prescriptions through the mail. And, you know, Mike just pointed out, he said, you know, you never get to meet your pharmacist through a mail order pharmacy. They don't know you and your family. And, you know, they can't deliver the drugs to you. In fact, you know, I'm sure you've been talking about this. Of course, they do deliver. They'll even bring it out to your car. You can just roll up, call them, and they'll bring it out to you. Or they'll mail it to you if they need to. So I just wanted to let you know about that, and you know, as you talk about Adams, and you're a great spokesperson for them.
I was there today. I was at Vaughan Road today.
Yeah, they closed their gift shops.
I was just that made me so sad, because especially with Easter 2 weeks away, And I'm looking, they have, you know, they've got it kind of taped off, so you know you're not supposed to go in there. And it was breaking my heart. There was stuff in there I thought about getting for Janelle, because the gift shops sell things that are real heirloom quality type of gifts.
Yeah.
Stuff, right, you want to
beautiful stuff.
Keep around.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's sad.
People love their gift shops. And of course, you know, we were looking the other night. We were talking about Easter, Sarah and I. And I said, you know, there's not going to be much of an Easter this year in the sense of having family gatherings.
Yeah.
And churches getting together. You know, we always have a big early sunrise service at where I attend. And we are toying with the idea. We do have a little radio transmitter that covers a block, maybe, and of people coming and sitting in the parking lot for the early service, not in their cars, not, you know.
Larry, if they have you do the service, nobody will need a radio because your voice will.
There you go. I'm loud. But, you know, our preacher, Jay, is about as loud as I am. So, he'll do okay, but we would broadcast it through the little radio station. People could sit in their cars and listen. We always do a communion service, and so we would have to figure out how to do that very safely with them, but there are ways we could do it. So we are looking at that and, you know, checking to make sure that doesn't violate any of the restrictions that's been placed on us. But I just wanted to let you know about you know, it's sad. You know, Adams is a local pharmacy. They've been here over 50 years now, you know. And, you know, here these insurance companies are wanting people to buy and get their pharmacies through Canada or some other place, you know. And that's, I just don't think that's right. And Mike was telling me that today, he said, you know, we feed all of our workers every day. And we order from a local eatery, you know. You know, I'm sure people like Chappies and others.
Yeah.
You know, they'll order the lunch and feed their staff every day because they feel like they need to do their part to help the restaurants out there to get hit so hard.
That's amazing team spirit. Not surprising, amazing.
No, I mean, listen, Mike Vinson and that staff, you know, Jim Smith, of course, over there, you know him.
Oh, yeah.
Very well. Also, I mean, they're incredible people. I mean, I tell you, they're here. I've heard such stories. One lady told me a story one time. She was in Montgomery, but she had to have her prescription because of what it was. They had to have it in hand before they could fill it. Mm. She lived in Prattville, and her doctor was there, and she was needing to leave immediately after work. Somebody drove over to Prattville, picked up the prescription, brought it back, filled it, and brought it to her office for her.
Wow.
I mean, that's the extra. You're not going to get that by mail order either.
I've been reminding people that you don't have to have contact with anybody. You can pull up. This is the great thing, because all I've heard are nightmare stories about pharmacies inside the big grocery stores and stuff, and how difficult it's been with long lines and waits. And at Adams, I'm on the way or I'm out in front and they're out. It was such an easy experience for me today.
Well, I've been to Wetumpka twice down here because that's our pharmacy that we use. Mm-hmm. And both times, of course, I was usually going ahead and go online and order my prescription refill and tell them what time I'm going to be there. And you walk in and they just put it in your hand. And, you know, that's it. Even the times I've had to actually walk in with a prescription and have it filled, it was just minutes. It wasn't a half hour, 45 minutes, or an hour.
That's what I had to do today. I had a new one. Max. It was not one that could be phoned in. So I went in, and I don't think I was in there 5 minutes when they were done and it was ready. They're so good. They're so good.
Yeah.
Well, Larry, let me know any information I need to add to the messaging here. Be happy to do it.
Well, just if you could just push this fact about the push now by the insurance companies to get their clients to order through the mail. If you do that, let's assume you get the same quality drug. You're hurting a local business right here. People who've been in this area and have done so much for the River Region for well over 50 years, the Vinson family.
It's funny, you would only talk for about a minute when I got a text from a friend who said, I hate it, but that's what our insurance wants us to do. They don't pay as much. That stinks.
Uh-huh. I know it does. And they're trying to hurt a guy like Adams Drugs, and I guarantee you again, if you need to consult with your pharmacist, you know, you can't do it through mail order.
Right.
You've got, you know, you can go and talk to your pharmacist if you have questions. And again, I think of all the services that Adams does, and sure, they'll send it in the mail to you, but, you know, Adams says, we'll do whatever you need. If you need it, we'll send it in the mail. If you don't want us to you bring it to you, or you come pick it up, or, of course, you can get it delivered, or yeah, come by and pick it up yourself and not even go in the store.
So. I've used that, too. Yeah, I had to wait at home. I needed something on a Saturday, and the gang at Vaughn drove it all the way out to the house because I couldn't leave the house. I had to wait, was waiting on something important. Yeah. So thanks for the heads up, Larry. And
I'll see you probably next Tuesday.
That would be great.
We'll come in and we'll take some people to task.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Thanks, man.
All right. Bye, y'all.
542, your local news. Rich's weather, and then we're back.
News is brought to you by Weed Man Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Governor Kay Ivey is urging Alabama small businesses owners to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic by taking steps to ensure their businesses will withstand the troubling economy. We're told final guidelines for how the federal government will distribute financial relief to Alabama small businesses will be released soon. Plus, COVID-19 cases in Alabama have now hit 1,000. Of those cases, ADPH says there are 24 reported deaths related to the coronavirus. So far, only 17 deaths have been confirmed by state health officials. And it's the first of the month, and rent is due for millions of Americans for the first time since the coronavirus outbreak. Most states and local governments have stopped evictions due to give time for unemployment benefits and federal stimulus checks to arrive. Nearly 3.3 million people in the U.S. filed unemployment claims for the week of March 16th as the shutdown from the virus started. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After all the warm days lately, we're into a much cooler trend. In fact, tonight will be chilly. Clear skies, colder, overnight low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, a little warmer. We'll be in the mid-70s during the afternoon, more sunshine. Friday will be near 80, a sun and cloud mix. Low 80s on Saturday and Sunday. We're dry Saturday, slight chance of showers on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I'm here with Pam. You can stop waving, Pam. We're on the radio. At WinCreekCasino.com, Pam can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help her use those rewards at any of our locations. Like right now, Pam is getting out of making dinner by receiving a comped meal. And even though you can't see it, she's really excited about the whole thing. Isn't that right, Pam? Now she's giving us a thumbs up. Be like Pam and play for free online. Find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios in Montgomery, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 2 years now, and I can't say enough good things about the folks here at Blue Water. It's outstanding. We've been in business for many, many years, and without a doubt, Blue Water Broadcasting Radio has absolutely been our best mode of advertising. I highly recommend it to any business owner that wants to grow their business.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Understand.
Monster Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
CDC and Dr. Anthony Fauci, I wasn't going to make this the most electric, but they're talking about requiring all of us to wear face masks in public. And if that means we can reopen the country, I'm all for it. I'd be more than happy to do that. It'd be very difficult to do a radio show with one of those, but fine. If that gets us up and running and prevents us from sliding into a depression that would make 10 days with a bad flu, I'm not trying to diminish the seriousness of the disease, but we got to be real. We have got to be real about this. So far, the governor has not indicated she's going to extend our shutdown past April 17th. I hope that's the case. But many people, including news reporters, are working from home. And this Suncoast news reporter named Jessica Lange, no relation to the actress, was on quarantine and recording in her kitchen when her dad came down the hallway putting his shirt on, and well, there was a little more belly than she expected.
Technology kills viruses in just one. What did you do, Mom? Dad, holy crap!
Oh, that's great.
There's a point in fatherhood where you're supposed to know better than to be doing that kind of thing. I want to hear that one more time. It's not that.
Technology long. Kills viruses in just one. What did you do, Mom? Dad, holy crap!
Time to get your own place, Toots.
Uh-huh. Golly.
Mr. Electric, a team of certified master electricians that can do anything you need done in your home, from an overall checkup to specific issues. We've used them several times now. The guys know their stuff. That's readily evident. Sometimes somebody comports a look on their face that says, I know what I'm doing. And they do. We've had them they relocate outside outlets for us, solve mysteries like why didn't the motion lighting in the front of the house work. Mr. Electric dispatched one of their talented men and said there's no wire in that. I don't know why the previous owners set it up that way, but we'll have it running. They did. They gave us an upfront price every time. Three times they've been out to the house, get an upfront. That's what you pay. No surprises, no games, and they do it at your convenience, not theirs. So if 3 p.m. works, that's when your doorbell is going to ring. And, of course, they're observing all the COVID compliance requirements. Just let them know what the situation is in your home. And no worries. Sanitize. You'll be in good shape. They're still serving the public. Go to Mr. Electric at Montgomery.com or call 245-1566 for Mr. Electric. Here, how about that? A spot for Mr. Electric and now Mr. Electric himself, Randall.
Mm. Oh, man. Hey, but... Oh, that Seth Spotlow laugh, and this thinking about that thing over there answering the phones and an apron, that'll make you call in every time. I mean, I cannot get that apron out of my mind. I mean, I gotta hear her say hello. I mean, that's a daily thing. But I got I'm calling the back, Dr. Sam. I'm telling y'all, out on the drug, and the reason you don't want to lose that connection like that is what's going to happen is they're going to go to the cheapest, and it ain't going to be the cheapest. It might be your insurance might cost more. They're just going to go who push, you know what I mean? You ain't going to have nobody to look at this and tell you that's something you should be taking. And
I think mail order drugs is a bad idea. I mean, it sounds dangerous. You have no idea who's filling the envelope.
Well, how are you going to deal with drug interactions? And people are stealing stuff out of mailboxes and front porches.
Yeah. So if you get let's say you have a drug that you've got to have a written prescription for, and somebody, some porch pirate takes your medication.
It's not safe.
Sometimes they won't give you a refill because legally I want the government up their butt.
But Miss Rose, it's so many words you just took out of my mouth. That's why I said just listen to you. That's what happened. Prattville, before Adam Drove came up there, that was a place downtown Prattville, and they knew how important having that man is, that knew the community was. And when they come to Prattville, they hired that man from downtown and brought him up there, and they let him retire. Well, the man who took over that actually retired now, but he caught two of my medicines that a doctor, the ear, nose, and throat doctor was giving me because of a collapsed eardrum, and a medicine that a doctor in Birmingham, a neurologist, was giving me was actually causing more seizures. And not only because they had went down, and then they had all of a sudden spiked back up to having 20 a day, and they didn't know why. And that was and he caught it. And that's the kind of stuff that you don't want to lose. And when I needed my medicine being way up here in the country, they would deliver it to Spiller Furniture. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that, but a furniture company downtown because my aunt was living out there by me. And, you know what I mean, make sure I got my medicine, and she would bring it back to me, you know. And drop it off, because for a long time they wouldn't let me drive nowhere. And I, you wear people out going to get medicine for you. It gets to wear it.
Randall,
and for Adams to deliver.
I'm at yes, the sir. End of the 5 o'clock hour, so I got to.
I love Adams, y'all. Please keep them busy. Please.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Please.
Thank you for the message. I mean, I appreciate it. Believe me. I'm just
yes.
got another show that follows this one, so I got to
yes,
respect your time. Thank you, my friend. 552.
Thanks, revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
Napa Know How.
Whether you're a car guy or just a guy who uses a car or not a guy at all, you know the ear-piercing screech of a worn-out brake pad. But thanks to Napa, you don't need to know your way around a toolbox to get a quality part installed. Because while there are 6,000 Napa Auto Parts stores, there are also more than 17,000 Napa Auto Care Centers. So whether you do it yourself or have it done for you, all you need is Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
A female public service message about understanding. This is a time of patience, a time of caring for others, and a time for understanding. Understanding that millions of women can't get a regular appointment at the waxing salon. So guys, please be understanding that while we all go through this, you may see some irregular things like unibrow, sideburns, mustaches, cheek hair, mole hair, and truth be told, one area that may appear to be in dire need of a weed whacker. We're all animals. You should know that, you hairy apes. But hopefully soon, everything will be back to normal, and we'll get back in there and get all this unwanted hair ripped out by the roots. So in the meantime, please excuse that some of us will look like werewolves during a full moon.
Every once in a while, you'll see a movie with a scene that you feel. And the 40-year-old virgin, when they do the waxing on Steve Carell's chest.
Oh, have you ever been waxed, like, on your chest?
No, but I think I was waxed somewhere, but I can't remember. No, I can't remember.
How many choices? Come on.
This is in Florida, and I was sober. It was a place in Coral Gables that did all these high-class spa services. And the saddest part about the story, it was amazing. I mean, they did all kinds of great stuff. They were sort of like Infusion, except it was more in a fashion sense. And they did wax something, but I don't remember what it was. It wasn't that.
Probably your eyebrows.
May have been.
Yeah.
It may have been. Because they were doing a whole makeover, okay? And I was doing it as part of this ad campaign. The saddest part about this place, and it was really amazing. Guess what day they opened? September 10th, 2001.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's terrible.
And they didn't even make it past November.
Wow.
And it's stories like that that make me worry about our businesses now with this thing. we should remember back to that time. I mean, the country wasn't locked down. It wasn't a disease going around. Fear was the only disease going around then, and justifiably. But we have to find a way, whether it's piecemeal around the country or whatever, to start restoring some normalcy, or the other side of this is going to be far worse. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be negative, but we have got to urge our leaders. It's easy to say everybody close. It's going to be a lot harder for some of these governors and local officials to say reopen.
One thing about it now, though, Greg, is we've got a lot more technology and more innovation. I mean, look at how innovative our businesses are already being.
Yeah.
So I just believe, you know, they're going to have some creative ideas and we can...
Let's hope.
Yeah, we can all help one another.
All right, we got to say goodbye. We got traffic, and then David and Rusty are in next. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, man.
See you Friday.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We still have that accident being worked on the Northeast Boulevard at Plantation Way in front of Storeroom Fasteners. They called it a minor accident, but it sure has had traffic backed up on the Northeastern Boulevard. As far as past Wears Ferry Road at one point, we're still showing a backup there on the maps. It could be about out of the way. Just use caution if you're in the area. Other than that, we had a minor accident, 6300 block of Boyd Cooper Parkway. That's a little road that takes you up to the back door of the Cracker Barrel off Chantilly Parkway. Use caution if you're out that way. Around the city right now, light to moderate traffic, especially on I-65 and 85. Use caution. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Invisible Fence is following all recommendations to sanitize and keep you and your pets safe. Everything's wiped down. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Keeping you and your pets safe. That's Invisible Fence. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Worth Cleaners at 125 Brown Springs Road and 7825 Vaughn Road wants you to feel confident in the health and safety they offer. Their laundry and dry cleaning services effectively kill viruses and germs. In order to limit the physical contact for their staff and customers, their lobby is closed, and they'll accept drop-offs only through the drive-thru. Additionally, they ask that their customers place their drop-offs in the back seat of the vehicle for their staff to take and replace with your pickup items. This will limit the physical contact for their staff and their customers. They will no longer accept bed linens of any kind until further notice. Their store hours remain the same, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Worth Cleaners has appreciated your business for almost 30 years, and they look forward to serving you for many, many more.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing.